Welcome back to Product Hunt Daily, part of the Brie podcast family. I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. Today we're looking at a wave of tools that don't just chat with you, they go out and do the work.
Right. AI agents that actually execute tasks, a batch of fresh Mac productivity apps, and a pushback against the everything in the cloud trend. Plus, a surprise government program that puts real money aside for kids born in 2025 and beyond.
And stick around. We've got a new drop from Loop Club to close things out. Let's get into it.
Steven Sen, the founder of Claw Teams, describes a fundamentally different dynamic. You don't micromanage these agents. You set a high-level goal. His example is, increase Q4 revenue by 20%. And the team lead breaks that down, assigns specialist agents, and runs the plan.
And the handoff mechanism is built into tools people already use. Updates arrive through Slack or Discord. The team keeps moving, but big decisions, the high-stakes ones, still wait for human approval. Everything else just happens.
That shift from being an AI manager to being a goal setter is the core bet here. Smart sellers were already using AI tools, but they still had to do all the coordination themselves. Claw Teams changes who carries the coordination load.
Now let's look at a product that applies a similar idea to a very different audience. Posse is built for individuals, people carrying around an idea they keep returning to. Maybe it's a book, a shop, an app, a skill they want to sell.
The origin story matters here. Co-founder Zeban Amir previously worked on Pythagorora, an open-source coding agent that reached over 100,000 users. And the team noticed an unexpected pattern.
People didn't actually want to build software. They wanted to become entrepreneurs. The app was just the means, not the goal.
So Posse flips the model. You tell it what you're trying to do, and it builds a team of agents around your idea. It starts making things happen. A website, first outreach, content, the next step. Every time you come back, something has moved forward.
The co-founder frames it as vibe coding, but for business operations. You stay in control. Your team does the rest alongside you, one real step at a time. It's a persistent, proactive team, not a chat you have to keep restarting.
And then there's the financial layer that makes all of this more than a thought experiment. Agent Card tackles a deceptively simple problem. How do you let an AI agent spend money? Safely?
This is the piece that turns autonomous agents from a demo into something operationally real. If an agent can research, plan, and draft, but needs a human to pull out a credit card for every small purchase, the autonomy ceiling is low.
Agent Card provides controlled payment capabilities for AI agents. The human sets the limits, defines the boundaries, and the agent can transact within those guardrails. Spend controls stay with the person. Execution moves to the agent.
Taken together, these three products map a clear arc. Claw Teams brings coordinated agent teams to e-commerce operations. Posse turns individual creative ambition into persistent business execution. An Agent Card closes the loop by giving agents a wallet with a leash.
The common thread is that none of these are chatbots. They're not tools you prompt and then babysit. The design intent is to set a direction and let the system run, with humans approving the big calls and agents handling the execution.
That closes our look at AI agents moving into operations. Separately, a wave of new Mac productivity tools just landed, and they share a common origin story. Each was built by a solo developer who hit a daily friction point and decided to fix it with a lightweight, native macOS app.
And they share another principle. Your data never touches the developer's servers. These are local-first, privacy-respecting tools. Let's start with Flyout, created by a developer named Gorkum.
He kept losing quick thoughts between windows. A phone number mid-call. A restaurant booking while planning a weekend, a quote worth keeping from an article. The note itself might survive somewhere, but the moment it captured never did.
Flyout lives on the edge of your screen. You rest your pointer on the right edge or press Option, Command, N, and a full, rich text editor slides out over whatever you're doing. When you step away, it slides back.
And this is a real editor, not a scratch pad. It supports checklists, reminders, folders, images, code blocks, and iCloud sync. Underneath, every note is stored as plain Markdown. It's native macOS, not Electron, offered as a lifetime license with a 7-day free trial.
For a completely different pain point, AutoShelf 2.0 tackles file chaos. Solo developer Orkun described his own downloads folder as a graveyard. DMGs, screenshots, random files he swore he'd clean up later.
Existing tools struck him as either powerful but Byzantine or simple but limited. So he built a menu bars app that watches folders and runs your rules automatically.
It offers 10 conditions you can combine: file type, extension, download URL or source app, age, size, name, last modified and opened dates. You can chain them with and not logic, and then attach 10 chainable actions: move, rename, tag, convert, and more.
Once a rule is set, you never think about it again. The app is free to try, and unlocking unlimited use costs a one-time payment of $19.99. Version 2.0 also adds command line and MCP support for developers who want to script their file workflows.
Then there's Sales Studio, which addresses a problem anyone who presents on video calls knows well. You're sharing your screen, you need to glance at your notes or see the audience, and suddenly you're juggling windows, losing eye contact, breaking your flow.
Sales Studio puts speaker notes, a teleprompter, and attendee faces right next to your camera on a single screen. It's designed so you can present, read your notes, and maintain the appearance of eye contact all at once.
The fourth tool, Portero, is more technical but solves a genuinely common developer headache. You're trying to start a local server, and you get that dreaded message: the port is already in use. Something is occupying port 3000 or 8080, and you have no idea what.
Portero sits in the menu bars and shows you exactly which process is holding which port. One click, and you can kill it. No more digging through terminal commands or restarting your machine to free up a port.
Across all four apps, the pattern is consistent. Native macOS, not web wrappers. No accounts, no cloud uploads, no subscriptions except where noted. And when there is a price, it tends to be a one-time purchase. These developers are betting that fast, focused, local software still has a strong constituency.
That same local-first conviction runs even stronger through our final batch. These tools don't just keep your data on device. They're making an argument. The argument is that software should stay on your own machine, not in someone else's cloud, and it doesn't need AI features to be valuable.
Start with file transfer. Alterans was built because the founder, Dennis, looked at the state of sending a big file and thought, this is still a mess. You either surrender your data to a server you don't control, or you wrestle with size limits and account creation.
His answer is peer-to-peer with end-to-end encryption. No cloud storage, no account, no size limits, and no upload step. You share a code or scan a QR code, and the data streams directly from your device to the recipients.
It's open source, cross-platform on mobile and desktop, and it has already reached over 7,000 downloads and nearly 1,000 GitHub stars in its first month.
That pace of adoption says something about the appetite for tools that don't intermediate your data.
On the Mac, Mojave Paint takes a similar stance, but in a different domain: image editing. The developer, based in Seattle, describes it as a tool for really owning the production of bitmap images.
And he draws a sharp line. If you're looking for AI features, look elsewhere. The argument is that ugly, human-made assets are better than AI-looking ones. He's encouraging people to create screenshots and graphics themselves rather than outsourcing the work.
It runs on Apple Silicon and is built by someone who has been making image editors since the original Mac and Amiga days. The pitch is that modern choices somehow fall short, and this is a new option that returns to first principles.
Breva applies the same local-first philosophy to an unexpected category, mental health. It turns your Mac trackpad into a breathing guide.
You choose a pattern, set a session length, and follow an expanding orb on screen. No account is ever created. And if the trackpad supports it, this is the unusual part. Breva uses haptic feedback to tap the breathing rhythm directly into your fingertips.
That tactile dimension matters. Most breathing apps rely on visual or audio cues. Haptic feedback means you can close your eyes and still feel the inhale-exhale cadence through your hands.
The final tool, ClipFlow, handles video processing. The key detail here is that the majority of processing happens on device. It's not fully air-gapped. Some features may call out, but the design intent is to keep your video files on your machine as much as possible.
What connects these four tools? Altisend, Mojave Paint, Breva, and ClipFlow is more than just technical architecture. It's a reaction. They are pushing back against two major currents: the AI hype cycle that insists every app needs generative features, and the cloud dependency that treats local storage as a temporary cache.
The developers behind these apps are making a bet that enough users are tired of uploading their files, creating accounts, and being told an AI model needs to see their data. They want tools that run where they run, and that respect privacy not as a feature checkbox, but as a foundational design choice.
And across all three sets of tools we've covered, the AI agents that act as employees, the solo-built Mac utilities, and these privacy-first alternatives, the through line is clear. The next wave of productivity software is being shaped by developers who are questioning defaults. That AI must be a chatbot, that apps must live in the cloud, and that users should manage tools rather than set goals.
VocalVia is the first one. You upload a document, PDF, Word file, Markdown, or even pasted text, and it pulls out a structured outline. You can edit that into a podcast script, assign different voices to different segments, and then export natural multi-voice audio.
The interesting part is the workflow they're testing. The builder opened unlimited credits through July 31st. The goal is to collect feedback on how the upload to script to voice pipeline handles messy real-world documents. Not just clean samples, but the kind of files people actually have.
And the use cases are specific: saved reading, study notes, research papers, and long-form content you want to listen to away from a screen. It's not trying to be a general audio tool. It's built for the person who says, "I have a 30-page report, and I wish I could listen to it like a conversation."
Let's move to SourClip, which takes a different approach. It wraps Google's Notebook LM into a complete research pipeline. You can capture web pages, PDFs, YouTube videos, Reddit posts, and AI chats into Notebook LM with a single click. Then you organize everything with folders, reuse prompts across projects, sync across devices, and export your research as Markdown, HTML, or PDF.
But the feature that caught people's attention is the private podcast feed. SourClip can turn Notebook LM's audio overviews into a feed you can subscribe to in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Pocket Casts. So your research notes become a podcast you can listen to on your walk.
The backstory matters here. The developers started with a Chrome extension just to eliminate the copy-paste friction of getting things into Notebook LM. Then kept expanding because users kept saying, "What if it also did this?" It's a solo developer responding directly to that feedback loop.
And then there's the visual side. Animos lets creators drop assets into templates and generate web-ready animations in under a minute. Over 30 templates, 4 Kelvin resolution, export as MP4 or WebM. During beta, it drew more than 5,000 users who generated over 9,000 exports.
The two others in this category are Branda and Goose Ads Remixer, and they both address marketing speed directly. Branda generates marketing materials from a URL. Goose Ads Remixer takes competitive ad content and remixes it into fresh creative.
The common thread across all of these is time compression. Whether the output is a private podcast, a narrated set of study notes, a portfolio animation, or a marketing asset, the promise is the same. Go from hours to minutes. And the interesting question is whether that time savings comes from removing friction or from removing creative control.
Now let's look at three tools built specifically for developers. Bugshot is a Chrome side panel that tackles the most frustrating part of finding and reporting bugs, the clerical work.
Here's what it does. You catch a bug in your browser, and Bugshot automatically grabs screenshots, console and network logs, and environment data in one pass. You can also tweak CSS directly on the live page and send before and after comparisons. Then, AI drafts the full report for you.
It's free, requires no account, and drops the report straight into your tracker. The creator is a product designer who said, "My job is to notice broken things all day, and I got tired of redoing the reproduction steps, copying the URL, checking the browser version, digging through console logs."
So the value proposition is essentially, I am removing the 10 minutes of documentation that sits between noticing a bug and reporting it. The AI draft is the final piece of that puzzle.
The second tool is Claude Overlay. This is an open source MIT licensed tool for Windows that puts a frameless, always on top chat window on your screen. You summon it with a hotkey, ask about whatever is visible, and Claude captures and reads your monitors in context.
The key distinction? It runs the full Claude Code agent using your existing 151 login, not an API key. That means it can edit files and execute commands, not just chat. It's not a chatbot overlay, it's an agent overlay.
The builder's motivation was simple. Stop alt-tabbing and stop pasting screenshots. One hotkey, one question, and Claude sees what you see and acts on it. They also noted cross-platform help is very welcome, so Mac and Linux support may depend on community contributions.
The third tool is PJD Dog, an open-source connection pooler, load balancer, and sharding proxy for Postgres Protocol. It speaks the Postgres protocol natively and has been running in production for over a year.
The numbers are significant. Over 2 million queries per second across dozens of deployments with sharding functionality already working. Community feedback highlights noticeably more stable latency under load compared to Chibibouncer, which is the default tool many teams reach for.
Development happens in the open, with daily feature and bug fix contributions from users and customers. So unlike the other two, which are individual creator projects, PJDog is closer to an infrastructure project with a production user base driving its roadmap.
This next one is a different category entirely. It's not a startup product. It's a government program. Beginning in 2026, the U.S. government will launch something called Trump Accounts, a children's savings initiative.
Here are the details. The program provides a one-time contribution of $1,000 from the U.S. Treasury for eligible American children. To qualify, a child must be a U.S. citizen, have a valid Social Security number, and be born within a specific window, January 1, 2025, through December 31, 2028.
The official launch date for these initial contributions is July 4, 2026. So parents of children born in that window would receive the contribution starting on that date.
The program is framed as a policy-driven tool to help families begin building long-term financial security from an early age. The $1,000 is a seed contribution, not a recurring payment.
One detail that surfaced in public commentary. The technological infrastructure is provided by the financial services company Robinhood. That points to a public-private operational partnership where the government designs the policy and a private company handles the account infrastructure.
This sits in an unusual position on a product launch platform. It's not a commercial product you sign up for. It's a government benefit with eligibility criteria and a fixed launch date. The conversation around it is less about features and more about who qualifies and how the rollout will work.
And that is the last of today's topics. We've covered tools that turn documents into multi-voice audio, research workflows that become private podcasts, animation generators, developer debugging tools, an AI agent overlay, a database proxy handling millions of queries per second, and a government children's savings program. Quite a range.
So there's a new product on Product Hunt today called Loop Club, and the pitch is genuinely unusual. It bills itself as the shared drum machine, one global grid that anyone can jam on with strangers. Or with Claude.
Right, and the key word here is on-chain. This is not a typical web app where each user gets their own private instance and sync is just UI state. Loop Club is a 16-step, 9-track sequencer that runs entirely on a blockchain.
Which means every time someone claims a cell on that grid, it is a direct write to the chain. The board updates live as multiple people, total strangers, click cells around you. A beat is built collaboratively and in real time, but also, crucially, each cell placement is owned.
That ownership piece is where it gets interesting. You can record a loop you like, and then every cell owner earns something each time a copy of that loop is pressed. So the creative act and the economic stake are fused together in a way you just don't get with a normal drum machine.
And listening, auditioning, trying things out, that stays free. The project is fully open source too. The code is up on GitHub under the Mint Cloud organization. So anyone can inspect exactly how the on-chain sequencer works.
The posting came from a community member on Product Hunt, not the builder directly, and they noted that the on-chain approach buys something different from traditional sync. The explanation got cut short in the listing, but the gist is clear. This is multiplayer beatmaking where contributions are permanent and attributable.
It is worth flagging that Loop Club's entry is light on detail. There is no long description yet, no thematic links to other products. It stands alone as a new exposure, pending more context. But even at this early stage, the core idea is provocative. One shared drum machine for the entire internet, where every tap has a record and potentially a reward.
And that is a notable shift from how music creation tools have traditionally worked. Usually, collaboration requires sharing files or sessions. Here, the session is public, persistent, and collectively owned by whoever shows up. We will keep an eye on whether more detail surfaces.
That brings us to the end of today's roundup. 7 stories and a clear thread running through them. AI agents are moving from chat to action. Claw teams, Posi, agent card. They're not just answering questions, they're running parts of your business for you.
And on the flip side, we saw a quiet rebellion. Altersend, Mojave Paint, Brava, Clipflow, tools that say no to the cloud, no to AI hype, and yes to local-first privacy. It's a real countercurrent worth watching.
Mac productivity had a strong showing too. Flyout, AutoShelf, Sales Studio, Portero, all lightweight, native, solving real friction without adding bloat.
Think content creation is speeding up. VocalVia turns docs into podcasts. Animos generates animations in minutes. And Branda builds marketing assets straight from a URL.
Developers got love as well. Bugshot, Claude Overlay, PhDog, 3 open source tools tackling debugging, AI-assisted coding, and database scaling.
And then there's the one that stood apart. The Trump administration's children's savings plan. $1,000 per eligible child born after 2025, launching on July 4th, 2026. Policy, not product, but worth marking.
Loop Club stated a mystery. Name only, no details yet. We'll keep an eye on it. That's the show. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.